This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Manor of Farmington. Patient's first name is David, last name is Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 7/21/1959. Date of evaluation is 10/18/2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of schizophrenia, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 63 years old. Male who was admitted to this facility on 10/12/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont for Farmington Hills. Patient chart indicates a history of COPD, benign prostate hyperplasia, schizophrenia, hypertension, osteoarthritis. Patient apparently had a history of multiple falls, or he was transferred here for rehabilitation, or patient talked about going to a VA hospital outpatient program for psychiatric follow-ups. He reports that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was 21. Peter, he acknowledged a long-standing history of auditory hallucinations, paranoia. Depression. He reports that he does drink wine and liquor, but reports that he stopped using drugs, but admits to a history of using marijuana, cocaine, and amphetamines. Period. He reports multiple psychiatric hospitalizations since age 21, including first hospitalization at Naval Hospital in Virginia. Period. He reports that voices talk to him and talk about him and tell him, quote, if God loves you, he will get rid of us, unquote. Patient acknowledged a history of cutting his wrist, but denies any current suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. He reports that he continues to hear voices, but tries to ignore them, and reports that medications are helpful. He knew that he's on clozapine. He thought that he was going for a CBC with differential checks once a month. His chart indicates that he was admitted here on Clozaril. Hundred milligram twice a day, and Cymbalta 20 milligram once a day. He's on Depakote for seizures and possible mood stabilization. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, territory, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, at VA outpatient program, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations, reports multiple psychiatric hospitalizations since age of 21, prior history of suicide attempts. Patient showed me his wrist and acknowledged that he did try to cut his wrist many years ago. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, single and never married, number of children, none, current occupation, disabled for a long time. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test, reclamation form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history, inhabit medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, history of alcohol abuse or drug abuse history, past history of using marijuana, cocaine, amphetamines. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, clozapine 100 milligram twice a day, Cymbalta 20 milligram once a day, Depakote 750 milligram HS for seizures per chart. Next paragraph, blood pressure 132 over 76, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, somewhat hard of hearing, motor movements, normal gait, sitting, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content. No suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, admits to hearing voices, but denies any commanding voices or any thoughts of harm to self, others, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair assessment and plan, schizophrenia, undifferentiated schizophrenia, F20.3. Plans continue, clozapine as prescribed, monitor CBC with differential every 2 weeks for now. Number 3, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0, plans continue Cymbalta as prescribed. Next paragraph, under disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, period, monitor CBC with differential, particularly risk of neutropenia with Clozaril, period, patient plans to have follow-up at VA outpatient program upon discharge, period, supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SNRI, risk-benefit statements, based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.